Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. Do you believe in fairies? Well, I do. But of course I do, because I've seen them with my own froggy eyes. Sometimes humans don't believe in fairies, because fairy dust makes fairies invisible to human eyes, especially grown-up human eyes. But I see them all around me, especially in the springtime when my pond melts and the insects start humming. Delicious. And the flowers start blooming. Beautiful. Some fairies are dormant, and so, like me, they burrow in for the winter, and you don't see them again until springtime. And then you see them everywhere. Flower fairies are like that. I asked a flower fairy to show me her winter burrow once, and she invited me in through a doorway in a tree. Her home was tiny and perfect, just like you'd expect. Everything was made out of flowers inside. Her bed was a pumpkin flower filled with dandelion fluff, and her bedspread was sewn from tiger lily petals. Her table and her chairs were woven from dried flower stalks, and she drank water from tiny cups made of gilded lingonberry flowers, and tea from cups from gilded bluebell flowers. She had a tiny broom made out of a dried-up clover flower to keep it all tidy. The only thing that wasn't made out of flowers in her winter home was a tiny glass fish bowl, in which she kept a teeny-tiny baby newt. I asked her where she got the fishbowl, and she told me she traded some of her famous gilded bluebell teacups for it. She gave a set of two teacups to a sand fairy in exchange for the fishbowl. Well, I didn't stay long, because there wasn't much room for a froggy in a fairy house, just long enough for a cup of chamomile tea with a spoonful of honey stirred into it, and a poppy seed fairy cake, and another cup of tea to wash that down, of course, and some elderberry jam on crocus cookies, and a few pear blossom macarons and a sugared violet with some dandelion tea to complement it. Then I went through the little door, which, when I turned to look back, had disappeared. The only way into a fairy home is by invitation. Unless you're invited, you can't even see the doorway to a fairy's home, not at all. These are all the types of fairies I know of. There are flower fairies, sand fairies, water fairies, fire fairies, wood fairies, snow fairies, arctic fairies, seashell fairies, and cloud fairies. It's a well-known fact that wherever you are in the world, you aren't more than 10 meters from the closest fairy. That is why asking fairies for help is a good idea when you're in trouble or attempting something difficult. They have great hearing, sharp eyesight, and powers that are teeny tiny, but which, when they add up, can make a big difference. Even if you can't see fairies helping you out, and you probably won't see them, they probably will help you if you ask. Things just go smoother when the fairies are on side, and it doesn't hurt to ask for their help. Once I saw a boy building a treehouse, and he was getting so tired and frustrated, and nothing was working out for him. And then he said to no one in particular, "Oh, I wish I had some help." And he didn't see the fairies approach, but I saw the fairies start flying in and around his construction site. They were wood fairies, and I'm not sure how they did it, but the boy stopped hitting his thumb with the hammer, and the boards just started fitting together just so, and a sturdy treehouse seemed to fly together in what seemed like no time. Sometimes I have trouble sleeping, and when I do, I ask the fairies for help. This is what happens when I ask fairies for help falling asleep. Well, first I have to be in my bed, which, because I'm a frog, is in the cool, dark mud. Maybe your bed is a bit different. Make sure you're comfortable. And then I think of something kind I did. Something kind I did today. I think of something I did that was good. I do that because I know fairies are attracted to kindness, and it will help bring a cloud fairy closer. Those are the best ones to help fall asleep. Just think of kindness, and I breathe in and out. In and out. The first thing a cloud fairy does to help you fall asleep is put a little puff of calm, fluffy cloud on the very top of your head. And it just floats there, weightless. And then you can feel the back of your head get heavier and sink into the pillow, into the bed. And feel the top of your head get a little lighter, like a cloud, a light floating cloud that's just effortless, calm, easy. And then feel your forehead relax and your eyelids relax. Close your eyes, keep them closed, because your eyelids are heavy. Feel your eyes and all the muscles around your eyes relax. They don't have to do any more work today. Then breathe in. Breathe in the clear blue sky that the cloud fairies float around in. And breathe out. When you breathe out the fresh, clean white of clouds. In blue sky, out white clouds. In blue, out white. And the cloud fairy asks, do you want to go to sleep? And I say, yes, I want to go to sleep now. And I feel my neck relax. The cloud fairy puts soft clouds under my neck to help it feel light like a cloud. And then she says goodnight to each of my fingertips. She floats a teeny, tiny cloud, no bigger than a raindrop, under each fingertip. And I know I'm ready to fall asleep now, so I say goodnight to my mouth. Good night, nose. Say good night, shoulders. Good night, elbows. Feel them relax like there are little soft clouds holding up elbows. Good night, arms. Good night, tummy. Good night, back. Good night, legs. Good night, knees. Good night, feet. Good night, toes. And the cloud fairy floats up and up and up into the light blue sky. And up where the sky gets darker and darker blue until it's a beautiful inky black night sky full of stars and starlight. And the cloud fairy dances among the beautiful stars in the soft twinkling starlight, just drifting in the velvety soft sky. And she whispers, good night, little one. You are safe. You have everything you need. You are loved. You are sleepy. And now it's time to go to sleep.